Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we're continuing today with the 12th Mizmar of the Book of Tehillim, Mizmar Yud Beis. In this Mizmar, David is again facing adversity. Rashi explains that the specific adversity was the Lashon Hara, the slander that was spoken about David to Shaul. And these are people who slandered David in order to incite Shaul to make every effort to crush him. And there were people who pretended to be supportive of David, like the Ziphites. Yet behind his back, they would give over information of David's whereabouts to Shaul. And it seemed to David that he couldn't trust anyone. The Radak explains that this song was not just about David, but that he said it with divine inspiration, with Ruach HaKodesh, about the time in the future when the wicked would dominate the righteous. The wicked sees every opportunity to slander and malign the righteous, creating an atmosphere of distrust where the righteous no longer know whom they can rely on. So while we focus on the evil ones in this song who use their speech to destroy, it will also serve as a reminder to us to control our speech so that it doesn't become destructive to others or to ourselves. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Lamenatzeach al hashminis mizmar l'David. For the conductor to be played on the shminis. The shminis was an 8-stringed instrument. A song by David. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Hoshia Hashem ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim Mibnei Adam. Save me, Hashem, for the pious one, the chassid, is no more, and trustworthy people, emunim, have disappeared from humankind. So it sounds like he's saying, I am the only good person left. Rabbi Hirsch explains the chassid coming from the word chesed, meaning kindness. He's asking, am I the only person who cares about others' welfare? David, or the singer, laments that there are no longer people whose kind actions are motivated solely by altruism. And those who act kindly are only doing so as a calculated measure to get more for themselves. The trustworthy people, the emunim, are truthful people, says Rav Hirsch. People need to be trustworthy for us to have relationships in a collaborative society. We need to trust the teachers. We need to trust the merchants. We need to trust car mechanics, physicians, really all other service providers that we rely on. This lack of trust makes for a frightening society, a society that is bound to self-destruct. We can also understand emunim a bit differently, not just as truthful, but Rav Gamliel Rabinovich in his Tiv HaTehilos, in his book Tiv HaTehilos, explains that the trustworthy people that have disappeared is referring to the people who don't have emunah, they don't have faith in God. Because when one truly believes in God, he will be a trustworthy person to others as well. So there's no one who's trustworthy to each other, and there's no one left who really believes in God. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Shav Yedabru Ish Esrayehu, Sfas Chalakos, Belev Valev Yedaberu. Now the song is going to describe these people who aren't pious. Each person speaks in vain to their friend. They speak smoothly as if they have two hearts. They may speak pleasantly, but their words are fake. They're in vain. They're false. And they leave others disillusioned. Just as a slick surface causes people to slip and fall, smooth talkers lead their listeners astray, creating false understandings that ultimately misguide them. They also speak negatively about others in a subtle way, crafting their words so that it appears as if they have said nothing harmful at all, but in fact they have. Rashi explains that their two hearts is that they speak to me in peace, however, deep down they have wicked intentions. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos, lashon medaberes gedolos. May Hashem cut down all lips that smooth talk, tongues that speak about big things. So he now turns to God to help him. Or, additionally, the Radak says that this isn't as much a request but a statement. He knows that in the future, God will cut down these people. Of course they're going to be cut down. The Das Mikra explains that when people speak with arrogance and superiority, and they do so to protect themselves or to hurt others, but they are in fact sinning against Hashem, and so consequently Hashem will bring them down. Pasuk He, verse 5, Asher Amru, Lilshonenu Nagbir, Sfasenu Itanu, Mi Adon Lanu. They say, our tongues will be strengthened, our lips are with us. Who will be master over us? They are so confident in their ability to speak, to talk out of anything. And these smooth talkers, they reassure themselves, or even others, when confronted with their hypocrisy. And they'll say things like, don't worry, I'll talk my way out of this. I know exactly what to say. And even if they don't say it aloud to others, deep down, they are confident in their ability to craft words that make them appear sincere, to manipulate the truth in order to serve their own interests. This pasuk ends with who will be master over us? Mi Adon Lanu. And the Mitzvah David explains that this means who really knows what we're thinking in our hearts. We can say whatever we want. However, God does know the truth in our hearts. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Eirchin 15b, Tesvav Amad Beis, says, whoever speaks Lashon Hara is a heretic, for he negates God's existence. God does know what we're really thinking. A new thought, a different way of looking at this pasuk. It's not the simple understanding, but it's so familiar to us. The Chasam Sofer looks at this pasuk from a different angle. And he says this pasuk is not referring to them, those slanderers, but rather it's referring to us, the pious ones. Every time we finish the Shmona Esrei, we say, Elokai, Netzor, Lashoni, Meira, Usfasai, Medaber, Mirma, my God, guard my tongue from speaking evil and my lips from speaking falsehood. Again, this isn't the pshat, the simple understanding, but we can read this pasuk, or these two psukim, Dalet and Hey, 4 and 5, as asking Hashem to strengthen our tongues, to make sure that we don't misuse our tongues in a time when all around us people are. Does it ever happen that someone says, or maybe even you say, I really shouldn't say this, or I really shouldn't be telling you this, but perhaps this is a sign from Hashem when you say those words that He is helping us guard our tongue. He's reminding us, maybe you shouldn't say this. We asked for Hashem's help, and He just gave it to us. So when that happens, instead of continuing the sentence of, I really shouldn't say this, but, and you continue, just stop. Don't go on. Move on to something else that you don't feel uncomfortable about sharing. Something to think about that the Chasam Sofer brings down with this pasuk. But let's go back to the pshat, back to the simple understanding. And now it's as if God's voice is responding to our plea for Him to destroy the people with evil speech, or to destroy the evil speech. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Mishod anim me enkas evyonim ata akum yomar Hashem ashis biyesha yafichlo. Because of the robbery of poor people, from the cries of the impoverished, God will say, now I will rise up, I will bring salvation. God will declare for him, meaning for the poor, God will declare salvation. Rabbi Hirsch explains that the word God will declare for him, yafiach, is the same word as blow, when God blew into man's nostrils the breath of life. Va'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Describing the beginning of Adam, of man. Unglis explains there that when God blew into man, He gave man his ability to speak. When people use their power of speech to hurt others, they misuse the breath of God, so to speak, and God will respond measure for measure and blow them away. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Imros Hashem Amoros Toros. Kesef tsaruf, ba'alil la'aretz mezukak shivasayim. The words of Hashem are pure. They are clear to all, like silver that is refined seven times. seven meaning completely refined. In contrast to the evil ones, God's words are truthful and his promises will come to fruition. You can rely on Hashem. So therefore, Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Ata Hashem tishmereim, titzrenu min hador zula olam. You, Hashem, will guard them, these pious ones, and preserve him from this generation, parentheses, of slanderers, forever. The Radak explains that Hashem will guard the anim, the poor ones, meaning the vulnerable ones, and then he will preserve him, and that's written tinserenu. It's written in singular. Tinserenu is even a stronger word of Hashem taking care of these people, and it's written in singular because Hashem will guard each and every single one of them. None of the vulnerable will be ignored or forgotten. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Saviv Rasha'im Yishalachun, Karum Zulus Livnei Adam. When the wicked surround them and raise themselves up by degrading people. This is a bit of a tricky pasuk to translate. The Metzudas David translates it as, Hashem will guard the vulnerable even when the wicked ones are so strong and they literally find every way to surround them, to surround the vulnerable and degrade them. And the reason it's so important to the wicked to degrade others is because that by tearing others down, that's how they feel elevated. That's what raises them. Alternatively, Rashi and Radak explain that when God, who protects the vulnerable, elevates those who were previously oppressed, those who spoke against them will become especially jealous and will persist in their efforts to bring me down. In David HaMelech's case, David saw that the more glory he received and the more clear it was that he couldn't be taken down, the more his enemies tried to persist in their efforts to bring him down. The Das Mikra continues this thought, saying that although they will try to bring me down, their efforts will be in vain and they will go around in circles. And that's why this song, the pasuk begins with Saviv Rasha'im Yishalachun, that the Rasha'im will go around in circles, ultimately achieving nothing. Rabbi Hirsch adds that there always is going to be moral corruption around the periphery of society, the outside circle. Saviv, around, the Rasha'im will always be there. But ultimately, they will not damage the core of goodness that we see displayed by the pious people who do exist. And with this, we conclude the Mizmor, the song. Think about this Mizmor. It's a powerful tool that helps us rise above the cynicism and self-interest all around us. When we recite it, we're not only rejecting harmful speech, but also reminding ourselves that God hears us and knows the truth, even when hateful or degrading words are dressed up to seem benign. So therefore, we are not going to succumb to their ways. And Rabbi Hirsch explains that even if sometimes we feel like we're the only honest voices left, this Tehillim gives us the confidence that while people can be untrustworthy, God's voice is completely reliable. And as he promised, he won't let a morally corrupt society prevail. Thank you for learning together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.